As I've said, the highlight this morning was the baptism that we just witnessed. And surely the heavens rejoice and the angels sing hallelujah when one sinner repents. And this morning we have seen so many. Surely the Lord is good to us. And not only they were baptized, but I think all of us today have been baptized. The rain has come and it's just a drizzle. We have all been baptized in the cloud, in the sea. And you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we read of this. How all the Israelites, when they left Egypt, were baptized under the cloud as they passed through the sea. Let me read for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. You're all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And you know that great event. What a stupendous miracle God performed to save Israel out of wicked Pharaoh and all his armies that were pursuing the Israelites, and they were now at the Red Sea, and how God parted the Red Sea, opened the Red Sea up, and they walked on dry ground. And in one night, 2 million people crossed the Red Sea to safety. And here it is described for us that they were all baptized under Moses in the cloud and in the sea. I think this morning we have the same experience. All of us have been baptized again. And baptism, what does it symbolize? Baptism symbolizes our identification with the Lord Jesus Christ. We identify ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord wants to remind us of this right now. That all of us who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ have all been baptized in His name and in the name of the Triune God. And we have identified ourselves with Him. And when we identify ourselves with the Lord, we are saying, Lord, we identify ourselves because with You, because You are our only Savior. You have died for our sins according to the Scriptures. You have been buried, but according to Your promise, You have been raised from the dead. And so we identify ourselves with the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord, so that we might one day be raised up together with Him. There will be a resurrection in the future. And those who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, have been baptized, will one day be raised up also. That is the first resurrection. And that's the message for this morning. And where do we read of the first resurrection? Turn to Revelation, the last book of the Bible, chapter 20. Turn to Revelation chapter 20. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, we read, Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Take note of this. Those who belong and those who will experience the first resurrection are blessed and holy. There is this resurrection in the future called the first resurrection. What is this first resurrection? This first resurrection is the resurrection that will happen when Jesus Christ comes back. Now, on Good Friday, we worship the Lord and we remembered how Jesus died for our sins on the cross and rose from the dead. And we observe the Lord's Supper, the bread and the cup that we partook, and in the Holy Communion that we participated, we not only were brought to memory what Jesus had done for us 1,980 years ago, But what Jesus will do in the future, Jesus says, I will not drink of this cup until the last day when I come back. And we will drink, and he will drink this cup anew with us, his children, his people. And so we look towards the future. We look forward to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know the Lord is coming back very soon. And when he comes back, what will happen? What is this first resurrection? It is described for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now you will turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. All of us who are born again, who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, have been baptized, our sins are all washed away by the blood of Christ, will one day experience this resurrection called the first resurrection. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we read over here, in verse 50, it says, Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are not afraid of death. Jesus had conquered death, had been raised from the dead, and one day when he comes back, those who had died before, our beloved founding pastor, whom the Lord had taken home last year, about this time, it's almost the first anniversary, he baptized last year, six of us. And then 2 weeks later, the Lord called him home. While he is now his body is now in the grave, but his spirit is now in heaven with the Lord. One day when the Lord returns, his body and all those who have died in Christ will all be raised from the dead. The graves will open. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who are still alive and remain on this earth will suddenly be caught up to meet the Lord in the air with our glorified body, with a resurrected body, the same kind of body that Jesus had when he rose from the dead. And then when that happens, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, no more sin. And then we will live forever with the Lord. And that's why Revelation chapter 20 verse 6 says, we will not see the second death. The second death is the judgment that will come on all those who have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and God has to sentence them to the lake of fire. That is the second death. Physical death as well as spiritual death, cast into the lake of fire. We who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who have been baptized by him, who are now under the cloud, in the sea, as the Israelites were identified with Moses, we have identified ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. He has delivered us out of Egypt. He has delivered us out of Satan's kingdom. And we will make our journey with the rock, who is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who gives us living water to drink, as the Israelites drank from the rock until they reached the promised land. And we will one day reach the promised land, which is heaven itself. We will get there for sure, without doubt. As God has promised Israel and they entered the promised land, we by faith will also enter the promised land. And that's why it is told to us in Revelation chapter 20 verse 6, those who will experience the first resurrection are blessed and holy. Blessed and holy. Why are we called blessed and holy? It is because we are born again. Blessed is he that is born again. If we are not children of God, we are cursed. We are cursed. Cursed by our sin and cursed by God, because there's this judgment to come. But when we have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, our sins are all washed away, we are born again, we are children of God, we are blessed. All of God's children are blessed indeed. Blessed, not cursed. And then we are holy. And the word holy there means we are sanctified. We are saints. All of us are saints in the Lord Jesus Christ when we have committed and surrendered our lives to Him. And then there are two benefits that we will receive when Jesus comes back and when we are resurrected from the dead and we are raptured, caught up, and with our glorified bodies, we will receive two special blessings or benefits. And as described for us in Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, we will be priests. We will be priests. One day we will be pointing people and leading people and directing people to the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus comes back, he will judge this world, destroy all his enemies, and set up his kingdom here on earth for 1,000 years. And we will be priests. And we will be directing the inhabitants of the earth at that time. And at that time, you know, people will live a long life. Because the whole world will be changed. The whole world will be rejuvenated. Christ will be sitting on his throne in Jerusalem. Israel will be the number one nation in the world. And then he will rule the whole world from Jerusalem. And people at that point in time, those who still have their mortal bodies, who have survived the Great Tribulation, and children will be born during that time, people will live normal lives, in peaceful conditions under the Lord Jesus Christ, but they are still born their sin and they still need to confess their sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. And we will be priests, we will be evangelists to tell them the good news that Jesus has died for their sins, rose from the dead, Jesus is in Jerusalem, go to Jerusalem and seek salvation from him. We will do that work. And not only that, the Bible tells us we will rule with Christ for 1,000 years. We will be reigning with Christ. And so what a blessed thing it is. And this rulership with Christ that we will have will be on earth. It's not a spiritual heavenly reign. It is an earthly reign on earth. We know this from Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. Turn to Revelation 5 verse 10. This thing has not happened yet, but it will happen in the future. We'll be reigning with Christ. And we will be directing people to seek salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to Revelation 5, verse 10. And let us read together this verse. Let's read from verse 9. Shall we read verse 9 and verse 10 together? And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Now we don't see this. Now we are being ruled, we are being reigned over, but one day we will reign over others, and we will be priests, and we will direct the inhabitants of the earth to seek the Lord in Jerusalem. And maybe you look forward to that event. And the Lord has sent the rain today to remind us we are all baptized under the cloud, in the sea, we have identified ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our God and our Savior, and one day we will be raised from the dead, and we will be priests and kings on the earth for him.